Welcome to the Seekonk Speedway 2021 Division Preview Series podcast for the late model division. Looking forward to chatting with you all about this class over the 2021 season, and really looking forward to starting off here with a little bit of a division preview to look at what might be coming during the 2021 season in the Everett's Auto Parts late model division. I want to thank Everett's Auto Parts for their continued support of Seekonk Speedway. Check out the podcast that's coming out, or has already come out, depending on when you're listening to this, with Roy Andrade of Everett's Auto Parts, and learn more about them and his history and why he supports the track and the late model division for 2021. As we've done in some of our other divisions, want to go over some of the top names and what to look forward to in the late models in 2021. Really looking forward to me to see who's going to be the guy that's going to try to knock Tommy Adams off the top. And knowing what Tommy was able to do 2 years ago in 2019, the last time the late models were on the track, picking up the championship in really one of his early years in the late models. I think he had some experience the year before, maybe the year before that. It wasn't more than 2 or 3 years of experience. And Tommy became champion in the late model division in 2019. A little bit of a shock to some, but knowing what he was able to do in the Sportsman moving up to this late model division, it was not a shock to me too much to see him winning. Maybe for the championship, though, you don't quite expect that, and he's able to pull it off behind the wheel of the number 56. Now, looking at some of the other drivers that might compete for the championship in 2021 in a stout roster of drivers, Vinny Redigato's got to be next on that list, behind the wheel of the number 17, a dominant driver, picking up wins, close to the championship, had some mechanical failures, a few DNFs. Going to be watching for Vinny Redigato to be a contender for the title in 2021 behind the wheel of his number 17. Definitely got the speed, definitely got the hype and the excitement around him. So looking forward to seeing him possibly try to take Tommy Adams off the top, who is expected to come back with a new car. Jerry DiCasperi Jr., 7 times a late model champion behind the wheel of that number 71, the familiar neon green style with the black body panels, and he's going to be back as well in 2021. Really looking forward to seeing what he can do behind the wheel in the late model division this year. You're going to have Bobby Tripp, the Everett's Auto Parts number 88, one to watch. Everett's Auto Parts also housing a car for Chase Belcher in the number 35 this year. So go to watch both of those Everett's cars compete and see what they are able to do. Charlie Rose is registered, a former track champion, to see what he can do. Josh Hedges making his return to the late model division with a little bit of help from Steve Blaze, who you're familiar with from Austin Blaze. That's Austin Blaze's dad, is going to be helping Josh, who's coming back after winning the truck championship a couple of years ago, has now moved up to the late model ranks after winning a title up in New Hampshire. He is back behind the wheel of the number 29. So a lot of different stuff going on here, and that's not even all the drivers. Derek Wachocki, the Walliers, Paul and Tyler Wallier are registered for the late models. Jacob Rowdy Burns is registered. Mike Duart, a former truck champion, is going to be one to watch as well. And a whole assortment of others. I didn't hit on everybody. Ryan Lynham would be another one. Paul Newcomb. I mean, the list is just endless of who could be at the top of their game in the late model division as we roll into the 2021 season. It's going to be interesting to see if anybody's able to knock Tommy Adams off the top, and if anybody in general is going to be able to come out week to week and put together the consistency it's going to take to be a contender for the championship. Really looking forward to seeing what happens with this division going forward into the 2021 season, and really looking forward to a couple of guests as part of the late model division preview. Kevin Boucher, the voice of Seekonk Speedway, is going to join us to talk a little bit about the 2021 season and what he expects to see from the late models. And we're also going to be joined by Lenny Ellis, the Saturday Night Race Director, to hear what he's got to say about 2021. We're going to take a quick break. Stick with us. And when we come back, we'll be joined by Kevin Boucher. Welcome back from the break as we get ready to preview the 2021 season. Again, this time we are talking about the Everett's Auto Parts late model division. I want to thank Everett's Auto Parts for all of their support and sponsorship of this division for 2021 once again. And want to welcome in the race voice, Kevin Boucher, as part of our special guest series here for the Division Preview Podcast, talking about the late model division heading into 2021. And Kevin, to me, a division here in the late models that's pretty much wide open We wrote out, we put out the written preview as well for the 2021 season, and I kind of wrote, this division to me is the most wide open of any of our divisions, with Tommy Adams coming back as the defending champion. Vinny Renegado guaranteed with amazing speed every time he shows up to the track. Jerry DiCasperi seeking an eighth title. Bobby Tripp in the mix. You got a guy like Jake Johnson who may peek in and out here and there. The Lalliers are moving up to the late models. Paul Newcomb, Nick Johnson, Derek Uchocki running some races. Josh Hedges returning. I mean, this division is just wide open. And throw a former truck champion in there, Chase Belcher, as well.
When we began the 2019 season, and I'll put myself into this category, I don't think you could have counted 10 people that would have said Tommy Adams is going to be the guy at the end of the year. And Tommy stepped up his program in 19 and really put everyone on notice. And outsetting a Renegado and DiCasperi and everybody else who was running competitively that year really surprised a lot of people. Coming into 2021, you got to put his name at the top of the list, but yeah, you're right. Vinny Renegado, who has been a championship contender for the last couple of years. Jerry, who's been a championship contender since the dawn of age.
I think. Yeah, you're right. It is anybody's game when we get down to the late models.
I mean, and you look at this division overall, of course, Tommy Adams, as you mentioned, picking up the championship the last time we ran, which seems like forever ago. But what do you see as some of the top contenders when it comes to knocking him off the top? For me, it's Vinny Renegado. We know he's got the speed. Some of the luck hasn't quite been there. They've had a couple mechanical failures in the past. But for me, Vinny Renegado is the guy that's going to knock Tommy Adams off the top. And I personally don't see Tommy repeating, and that's not a knock to Tommy. But with the strength that Vinny's had in this division, I just think, for me, it's his year. He's going to be the guy that's going to be the top contender.
You know, Vinny reminds me of Mark Martin. Always knocking on the door, always contending, and something always costs him the opportunity to carry that trophy at the end of the year. Yeah, I would love to see him get it.
He's been strong. He has been right there week in and week out, and one of the more exciting drivers in that late model division.
Week in and week out.
He's going to need to go out in that run and find that four-leaf clover, though, because his luck is, you're right, it hasn't been there. He's found that that horseshoe falling off the mantle too many times. It's going to take a little bit of luck for him to change that luck around.
Yeah, and Vinny, Vinny being the major contender to me. What about Jerry DiCasperi? What do we think about him returning again? He was kind of, with a new sense of optimism going into 2020. Of course, then the pandemic hits, but he had picked up some wins in 2019, kind of there to contend for his eighth title. We talked about Dave Darling and the Pro Stocks. Jerry's been around a long time. Do you think it's fair to say that Jerry will be a contender here when it comes time for the championship at the end of the year?
Well, I think it would be unfair not to say it. You think back over the last several years, and he has been in the hunt each and every year. He's been in the top three. He's been there down to the wire. And he's another one that's changing his luck around. His turnaround has been very slow to get back to the top, but it's been a turnaround. You think of the Red Sox teams that have great seasons. They go on to the championships, and then they fall to the next year or two. And that's kind of been Jerry. He's got his wins, but when it comes down to the end of the year, he hasn't been right where he needs to be. But he's been there. He's contending week in and week out, top five finishes. It'll be an injustice to not put him in that category.
I agree 100%. I think Jerry's going to be there when it comes time the end of the year. Of course, with the Phil's Propane Triple Crown Series races this year, 45 laps instead of their 50-lap distance that they've had over the past. And looking forward into 2021 with some extra distance races as well as part of the Diamond Series. Should be fun to watch this late model division go at it. Kevin, before we let you go, we did it in the Pro Stocks. How about in the late models? Who's the champion of this division for Kevin going into 2021?
Put me on the spot. This is the toughest one that we, one of the toughest ones, I should say,
that we have. And I got to say that we're seeing another first-time champion in the late models. And I'm going to go out on a limb. And I'm going to say it's going to be a dark horse.
And like I said, in 19, nobody looked at Tommy and said he was a championship contender until middle of the season, and there he was. I'm going to look at Josh Hedges coming back in 2021 and really putting everybody on notice and being the guy to chase.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. We'll get to my championship pick as far as the late models go here in the next segment or a couple segments down the road. But Josh, of course, says Kevin mentions, knows the way around, a former truck champion and a former champion up at the Star Speedway in New Hampshire as well. So there's Kevin's pick. That might change over the course of the year. That's quite okay, as it probably will for most people over the course of the 2021 season. That's it for this segment of the Late Model Division Preview. When we come back, we're going to welcome in our second guest of the series. We're going to hear from race director Lenny Ellis, who's going to join us around the turn. Stick with us. Welcome back to the division preview for the late models, getting ready for the 2021 season at Seekonk Speedway. Just spoke with Kevin Boucher before the break. Great insight from him as we get ready to watch these competitors compete in 30-lap features as part of their regular racing. They've got the Phil's Propane Triple Crown Series, the Diamond Races presented by Everett's Auto Parts, and maybe, who knows, maybe a few more extra distance races thrown in across the season as part of the late model division. We are now welcoming in our second guest as part of the late model division preview, and that is none other than race director Lenny Ellis, who's been around a little bit driving behind the wheel, multiple Seekonk classes, and now is in the race director booth for the second time in his career to give us a little bit of insight on his late model thoughts going into the year. Now, Lenny, Kevin said a few minutes ago when Tommy Adams won the championship last year, it was a shocker, and I agree. It kind of came out of nowhere in a sense. He was in one of his first years in the late models after jumping up from the Sportsman, put everybody on notice, and won the championship. We were just adamant about the fact before the break that Vinny Renegado was going to be the one, we think, that's going to be able to compete with him. But what are your thoughts on this division as we roll into the new year?
Well, once again, I mean, you've got a lot of guys with new cars. Bobby Tripp's got a brand new car. Chase Belcher's got a brand new car. You've got a kid that's coming up from, the Jacob Burns, who is Ron Lauro's, I think it's his nephew. He's coming up from Legends. And, you know, I watched Vinny. He was one of the, he practiced Wednesday. He had an unbelievable time for a late model. He was probably mid pack of what Pro Stock's doing. He was very, very good. And you got Paul Newcomb coming off. He should be all excited. He come off winning at Thompson, no different division, but you know, you got them and just got a lot of cars coming back. A lot of people are signed up, and I think it's going to have a lot to do with how they fare when the racing season starts. You know, I mean, especially guys that have got on our budget racers, guys that don't have a budget, they don't have the problem. But if you got a guy that goes over there and anybody, Jerry DiGasperi, how can you count him out? Seven-time champion. So, you know, Tyler Tomasi, he signed up to do a few races. I don't think he's running the full series. Charlie Rose, same of them. I just think that a lot of these guys, a lot of experience in this late model. A lot of guys that run pro stocks, have run pro stocks, are running this late model division. So I think that this is going to be loaded for bear.
Yeah, this division is going to be the one I think we're going to have to watch. This and the truck division seem to me as two of the more wide-open divisions. You know, the Pro Stocks, Dave Darling's kind of been stomping on everybody's ground here the last couple of years. And the Sportsman, there's been a few different champions, but over the last couple of years, it's been the Corey Fanning, Paul Tyler Wallier, Kyle Casper kind of show. The Sportsman and the Pro Stocks a little bit more predictable. The late models, not so much over the last couple of years. You mentioned Chase Belcher as a former truck champion, going to be a contender. Jerry DiGasperi, a seven-time late model champion. Let's hit on him. I mean, I know, Wendy, you've been around the track for a long time, but what Jerry's been able to do, similar to what Dave Darling's been able to do, seven championships, and as somebody that's won championships at Seekonk, that's a tough feat. I mean, right, watching what he's been able to do is really impressive.
Oh, definitely. And the consistency, that's what wins championships. And obviously he's been a consistent champion because he's won seven of them. So they've had up years and down years. Last year we raced, which was 19. I thought he had a pretty good piece there, pretty consistent. He just had some, you know, he got in the wrong place at the wrong time. It's that's what takes the whole season's difference. Hey, I finished second in pro stocks a few different years, and one less wreck or one better finish, and I might have been the champion a lot sooner than 45 years old. You know, I mean, it's just it's you got to have the luck. I don't care what anybody says, that story about making your own luck. Well, I want you to tell me the guy that blows a power steering hose in front of you versus blows the power steering hose behind you.
Yeah.
There's no, you ain't making that up, you know?
Yeah, no, it's going to be interesting. As you watch the late model division kind of moving into 2021 specifically to see what they are able to do. Other guys, you know, we haven't mentioned so far, at least in this segment that we've talked about before, Mark Jennison to run a partial schedule. Kevin picked Josh Hedges to win the championship, making his return to Seacock as a former truck champion. Mike Duarte's a former truck champion back in the late models again this year. You know, you mentioned Tyler Tomasi, Paul Lallier, and Tyler Lallier making the jump up to this division. It's going to be interesting to see what the late models do as part of the 2021 season. Really looking forward to watching them compete as part of their 45 for the Phil's Propane Triple Crown Series, 50 for the Everts Auto Parts Diamond Dash Series, and then they'll have their regular 30-lap features as part of the season. As I did in the other Pro Stock Sportsman and Truck podcast, my champion of the late models this year, Vinny Renegado. I think this is his time with the speed they've shown under the hood of that number 17. That'll do it for the Late Model Division Preview podcast. I want to thank Lenny Ellis and Kevin Boucher for joining us as part of this division and all the divisions, and thank you for listening. Looking forward to seeing everybody, including fans in the grandstands. That's going to be such a great sight on Sunday, May 2nd, as we open up the 2021 season. Looking forward to that and seeing everybody back at the track real soon. For now, so long, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us, and stay tuned to our social media and our website for the latest updates from the action track of the East.